Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, we're going to have some fun today because we have in our studio Miss Channing M. White, who is the author of the most popular book titled 90s Black Culture Word Search on Amazon, of all places, most popular. Channing, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Before we dive into 90s Black culture word search that people can buy on Amazon, can you share with our audience a little bit about your education background?
Sure. Well, I'm originally from New Jersey, and I went to elementary through high school in the Atlantic County area. And then I went on to Virginia Union University in HBCU in Richmond, Virginia, acquiring my teaching degree. And after I did that, I went on to get my reading specialist degree. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to get my leadership degree. So yes, I love learning. And I love to teach others the things that I learned. So it's just been a wonderful journey.
I hear the other shoe to drop that you went back for get your PhD.
Oh, no, I haven't gone back to get my PhD.
You should.
Well, I have my EDS right now in leadership and administration, and I can go back, which I do have that on my list of, you know, things that I would love to achieve, but I just haven't quite had the opportunity to go back yet.
Okay. So tell us about your book, The 90s Black Culture Word Search. How did this all come about?
Well, I'm always trying to think outside the box and think about what was missing when I was growing up, or even now. What is something I would like to go to the store and pick up that is not there, or get on Amazon and search? And I love word searches. I actually received a word search in September for my birthday from a former student. And I was doing the word search and I was posting it on my Instagram. And so many of my followers were into the word search as well, helping me find words, asking me when I would do the next one. And I also have an aunt that, you know, I would go see in the summers for in Alabama, and she would do word searches. So the reason I decided to create the word search for 90s is because I really enjoy that era. First of all, I was a 90s kid. I was born in 1987. I enjoyed the music, the fashion, just being in part of my family unit during that time. It's very nostalgic for me. So creating the 90s word search just made sense. I knew that when I put it out there that people would also enjoy it just as much as I did creating it. Being able to go back into a time capsule of sorts and the Rolodex of Black excellence is just an amazing experience.
I love the way that you say that, the Rolodex of Black.
Very nice. Yeah.
And so that is what prompted you to write the book. How long did it take you to create it and write it? But also, it had to be a lot of research, right?
Yes, it was a lot of research, looking back at blogs, looking back at news articles, and just my own memory of the things that I listened to or the things that my parents enjoyed. So it was background knowledge and it was a lot of research. It took about 2 months to really sit down and organize the list. It's 15 words per list. And then I had to find someone to organize it in a way that Amazon would receive it. So it took about a total of 4 months to get it together. And then my nerves set in. I'm like, am I really ready to, you know, put this out to the world? It was my book baby of sorts. And after overcoming that nervousness, it took a weekend to upload it to the Amazon. It's Kindle Direct Publishing is what I use, the platform. And yeah, it just took a weekend to get it authorized and it was published.
Wow. So I'm very curious. I mean, okay, so you were born in 87, you're a 90s student. Yeah. Did you going through this process, did you learn something that you didn't know? That you have your natural things that you heard growing up, but did you, during your research, did you learn about other topics within the culture in the 90s?
Well, the rappers, I mean, I was born and raised in the church. And so the rappers and the artists during that time, I remember my sister listening to a lot of SWV and TLC and just the music genre of it all. But I was really able to dive even deeper now that I'm an adult and really appreciate the music even more. So I would say, although I grew up during that time, I was so young that I wasn't able to truly appreciate who these people were. Even the authors that I was able to put in the book, they were amazing Black artists who I believe were marginalized. If you went into a library during that time, they may have had a few shelves, but they really deserved the entire library. So yes, it's so many names, honestly, but I had the opportunity to sit with that excellence, and it was really encouraging and motivating to, and it inspired me to know that I too can be a part of this list.
Wow. And considering what's going on in our society today with a number of African-American books being banned, how do you think governor in Florida is going to react to the 90s Black culture word search?
It honestly is a little nerve-wracking. I believe that when we are uplifting ourselves, that people believe that we're trying to put down others. But because we honestly have to fight for our own liberation and for our excellence, really consider what he thinks about my choice to lift us up to the love and light where we truly belong. I believe that everyone that sees this book will share it and will know that it comes from a place of reverence, a place of love, a place of community care. And anyone that is opposing that, their heart and mind is just not in the right place, to be honest.
Now, are you familiar with the American Library Association?
Not completely. If you could give me a little.
The American Library Association is an organization of librarians. And within that community, they have a lot of different awards that they give for different types of books. I don't know if they have a category for this, but it should be in there. As a matter of fact, they have their midwinter meeting coming up this weekend in New Orleans. And that's when the committees, they vote and they award different books. And then the awards are given out at their annual meeting, which is always in June. But offline, we should talk about how to get involved with them, with this book. There's also the Black Caucus of the American Library Association that we'll put you in touch with as well. So I'm very curious as to what is the age group for your book?
Well, I would say teens, late teens, college students, adults, seniors would be appropriate. Again, there are rap artists that are in here. There are just nostalgic moments, like the books that were read, Blockbuster, fashion. And there are movies that are more, I would say, for older audiences. So late teens to now to elderly would be the age group for this.
Okay. And so how are you promoting your book?
Well, it's a funny story how it all happened. Mm-hmm. I finished the book up, I uploaded it, and I sent the link to my parents and my brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And my mom purchased it immediately. I hadn't advertised it at all because I was honestly nervous. And I wasn't really sure where I was going to begin with it. But my mom purchased the book without me knowing, and she FaceTimed me, and it had already been on Facebook. So right now it was Facebook and then Instagram, word of mouth are the main ways. And this opportunity are the main ways that I'm advertising the book right now. And I'm hoping that if I continue to build this momentum, that I'll receive more opportunities to go to pop-up shops and to events where I can advertise the book.
Excellent. And also there at Seton Hall University, Dr. Forrest Pritchett, my former instructor from way back when, he's now the interim director of African Studies there. And I'm going to, of course, introduce you to Dr. Pritchett, but I would encourage you to reach out to the various different African Studies programs for that. Have you considered the international version in different languages?
I have not, because being that this is my first venture, I'm learning as I go. So even in this conversation, you are giving me information that I'm writing, I'm taking notes that I can continue to grow my awareness of how I can.
I'm going to save you some time because I'm going to give you you're going to get the video and audio of our.
Okay.
So you'll have that. Okay. I don't know if you know, but I've been a publishing executive for the last 30 years. Most more so in scholarly publishing, but I go to something called the Frankfurt Book Fair every year, and the Frankfurt Book Fair is the publishing of all genres, and for different family members and friends who want to publish, I introduce them and help them with different things. So this is my pleasure to be of service to you, to give you some introduction and some information. So
thank you.
What have you heard so far of people who have purchased the book and who have gone through a couple of the word search? Well, what have you heard so far?
Well, people are really excited about feeling seen and affirmed through their own lived experiences. I've heard it's a bridge for conversation. Some children that, of course, maybe late teens are able to have conversations with their family members that did experience the 90s. It's conversation starters. And some people are already waiting on the next edition.
Oh, right. And so what will be the next edition?
Well, I'm looking to make this a brand of sorts where I am going into different eras of Black culture, the 70s and the 80s and the early 2000s. I mean, I can hit every single era and pull so much richness from it. I believe it's like, where do I begin with that? So I have to go sit down and go to the drawing board. It's been about over a week since I put this one out. So I'm still kind of in a whirlwind of soaking in the excitement of right now. But when I sit down, I'm definitely coming back for us.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Yes. And can you give us a sneak peek of what you're thinking about for the next one?
Of course. I'm honestly thinking about the early 2000s. I know it wasn't that long ago, but it's long enough that we deserve to go back and think about the people that really shaped that time. We go through a lot of difficulties as a Black community, and I think we deserve rest. We deserve joy. We deserve to be proud. And so my goal is to reach back into every era to show the greatness that we were able to and show in spite of the obstacles that we face on a day-to-day basis. Something else that I'm working on is a children's picture book that I wanted to mention as well. Yes. And it's culturally related as well. I have my illustrator. I'm definitely going the self-published route with that. And hopefully, if I get enough momentum, I'll start getting picked up by formal publishers. But right now, I'm just kind of grassrooting it and doing it on my own. This book is about a little Black girl and her grandfather and the nostalgia of him coming from Alabama to New Jersey. So it's a little loosely based on my life and building a life for his family.
That's beautiful. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a working title yet?
Well, it was going to be, oh my goodness, sun-kissed eyes. I'm saying it, but I'm like, this is the first time. Yes. And the reason I named it that is because my grandfather had very chinky eyes. Even when he wasn't smiling, and he was just such a warm, beautiful soul. And I'm just getting filled with emotion when I think about him, because he was just such an amazing person and had such an impact on my life. Awesome. So yes.
That is awesome. That is awesome. You know, right. My guest coming up next week and a week after is a gentleman who's a professor out in California. And he has a book that's coming out called Music and Black Community in Segregated North Carolina. And I'm going to connect you to, I was so blessed and honored to interview him. And he has just so much wisdom, you know. And so his book is coming out in the spring. And you know, it's all about connecting our folks, right? So I said to really lift up our community and educate.
Right. Our That's community. Right.
And I think your book, your puzzle book, is going to really help to educate and empower folks to be knowledgeable and be proud of the 90s. But I tell you, you got to do the 70s. I mean, the 70s, okay. 70s with the clothing was a hoot, you know?
Ooh, okay. Yes. And that's the thing.
But the music was always good, you know?
And it always, in every era, the music is wonderful. We've never had an issue with music. Right. And I grew up around music and the church, and I've always appreciated our sound, our rhythm, our voice. And as I continue to put out these crossword puzzles, I know it'll ignite more yearning for more reverence and more capsules to really just enjoy who we are as a people outside of the gaze of what people perceive us to be.
The other thing I really love about this is that for some folks who lived through the 90s, it's going to fill in some gaps, because, you know, there's so much information out there. There's so much going on. And then it goes, okay, so that was that group. Okay. Have you considered to, think about somebody who is doing a motion picture about a particular era, how that will be a resource for them.
Oh, wow. That is true. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I didn't think of how impactful, honestly, that this is going to be. It's just, you go right to it and you have this, all of these resources that honestly you have to go scour and search for on the internet. And I enjoy doing it, and I'm going to continue doing it, because it's going to open up doors and windows that I did not know existed.
Now, my wife, I'm going to buy this for my wife, Deb. She loves these.
Awesome.
And she, you know, she plays Scrabble on her cell phone. Are you thinking about having a mobile app where people can do it on their mobile phone or the mobile device?
I was thinking about trying to make it digital, but I did not think of how I could do it. But I did think about if it could be a Kindle version where people are using their iPads and their phones, but an app sounds even better.
You know, I tell you, so much you can do with this, you know. Have kids, have competitions, you know.
Right.
How long, how long it should take someone to complete one? What's the average time?
Well, for me, it will take about 10 to 15 minutes, and sometimes less. I have like a method for how I do word searches. I'm doing one word. I focus on one word at a time, and I'm looking for the letters, a cluster of letters.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm in that area, I'm looking all ways, diagonal, up, down, vertical. And I do not leave that area until I've ensured that word is not there. So it doesn't take me long as you have a strategy. Now, if it's a novice, it might take them 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Now, I teach elementary school. Sometimes it takes them 30 minutes to complete a word search. So it really just depends on your ability level.
And so word search, I'm sure there's some scientific studies that talks about the benefits of doing these. Have you done any research in that area? Any facts that you can share with us about the benefits of exercising your mind like this?
Oh, for sure. It promotes mindfulness. I started studying mindfulness back in, I want to say 2015, and that's the act of just being present. And when we're being present, that reduces your stress levels and your anxiety. It boosts endorphins where if you're feeling depression or bouts of sadness, it can spark joy. So it just has so many mental and really physical benefits that just improve your health. A word search a night is something that I would suggest if you're trying to settle down from the day and just relax your mind and take your time away from the screen, because we're on screens much more than we've ever been. And that also is not good for, you know, our eyes and just our stress levels. So yes, there is research that supports the mental stamina that is also built in doing something like this.
Well, see, now I have to order two, because if I get one for her, I can't touch it, you know.
Okay.
And that's something, being mindful of something that I'm always working on. So I have to do my own. So
okay.
That sounds awesome. That is very good to know. Mindfulness. And yes. What about the young students who have a hard time focusing? Have you seen any studies as to how using this and being, you know, with the mindfulness, that it helps them to really settle down and focus?
Oh, yes. Well, brain exercises are beneficial for focus in general. But doing something that you enjoy, and I tell my students this every year, we experience things that we don't enjoy so much. So carving out time to do something you enjoy kind of tricks your brain into learning more. Mm-hmm. It's like a boost that your brain needs, and it activates that learning opportunity because you're soaking in this activity that you like doing. So yes, the word searches are something that I do when I'm about to test my students to get them to relax and to trick their brain into, okay, it's time to focus and work.
Well, you know, this is fascinating, because now you're inspiring me with other ideas, such as, have you considered to write a scientific paper about the effects of this word search and how it positively impacts your students?
I have now. That sounds like an amazing connection to make and to bring more awareness to the impact of something so simple. Because we are modernized and trying to complicate things so much. I'm really trying to get back to the basics. So I think that would be great. Yes.
You know, because when you think about, have you seen those TEDx talks?
I have, yes.
This seems like a perfect topic to talk about how to rest your mind.
Yes. It promotes more productivity, which is what people want. They want to be able to produce, but you have to rest in order to produce.
That is true. So what is it, when you first started out with this, what was your objective? What was your goal?
Well, my goal was to, number one, create something that was going to be fun, create something that I felt was missing from our communities, and something that people would enjoy passing down to another family member, to a cousin. Hey, you heard about that word search? Like, just something that's ours that we can be proud of. Mm-hmm. And when we go into this book, you're able to see so many names that either overcame, that entertained, that really supported our community. So the objective was to applaud them. Okay. Yes. To congratulate them. Job well done. And it was also to be somewhat of a time capsule to whoever purchased it. Now, if you're not just doing a word search, you're going to have this forever to go back and say, well, I can't remember that R&B group. I think it's in my word search. And now, even thinking of motion picture movies, if they're trying to collect information, this is a one-stop shop where you can just go and pick up whatever you need.
That's right.
For whatever genre you need.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And so are you doing any book signings? I know it just happened. So
yes, I want to. I want to do a book signing. I want to start doing pop-up shops and eventually a book tour where I am going, of course, New Jersey, where I'm from. I would love to come back there and go to some libraries and some bookstores. I love bookstores. I love the way books smell. I've been reading forever. I'm a reader. I'm an avid reader. So to be able to be in a space that I used to be just a visitor and now to be an author is a dream. Yes. So I would love to do that.
And so for our aspiring authors out there, can you give them the overview about why you chose to self-publish and what was the process?
Well, I have reached out to publications and tried to have them publish my work. And they would say, you need an agent and you need to, it was just a Rolodex of things that I didn't have as a resource to me. So the next step was, okay, let me just find an illustrator. I have these ideas, because I'm going to the picture book right now. I have these ideas and I just need an illustrator to illustrate it for me and I'll figure it out along the way. Well, my illustrator became my coach and she actually coached me on self-publishing. And so in the meantime of creating this children's book, I'm like, okay, I can go out of order a little bit. It's gonna still happen.
Sure.
Let me still create these other projects that are on my heart and try this self-publishing. And then once I get to the picture book, it won't be as overwhelming. So the process for the self-publishing is I had to create an account on Kindle Direct Publishing. The the word search had to be formatted. So I had to find someone to format the word search for me to be uploaded to Kindle Direct Publishing. I had to make sure I had the right measurements and the type of paper, how much I wanted to sell it for. I mean, I had to do all that myself. So I'm researching word searches and seeing how much they are pricing for. And after doing all of those things, I was able to upload it, like I said, in a weekend. And it took about 24 hours for them to approve it. Mm. And then it was live. And I'm like, okay. So the account for Kindle Direct Publishing is free. And also the publishing was also free, but you get royalties for, and they assign me a barcode and all of these things. Now you could purchase your own barcode through another website if you like, but I just went all the way through Amazon. Because I just needed that kind of support with this round. But as I get more comfortable, I believe that I'll be able to do other things as far as self-publishing is concerned.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the dynamic Miss Channing M. White, who is the author of the 90s Black Culture Word Book. And we've learned a lot about the 90s Black Culture Word Book. And you can purchase it on Amazon because it's one of their top sellers. So, Channing, I want to thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I've learned so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up this week on Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter and on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. And remember, if you've missed any of our shows, you can go to Podbean, look for Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter, and you'll see all of our shows going back to 2009, all 350 plus shows. Have a good weekend, but remember, leadership begins with you.